SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's an organisation that wants the world to hit the collective pause button on the development of artificial intelligence, at least until it's known how AI can be built safely and kept under democratic control. Known as Pause AI, it says its latest concern is the company Anthropic, which has just partially released Claude Mythos, a controversial AI tool capable of hacking into complex computer programs. The chief executive of Pause AI, Maxime Fornes, is speaking with Zoe Brock.
Basically, we published a little analysis when it came out. So to give some context, Anthropic announced this new AI they call Claude Mythos, and they decided to not release it because they think it would be too dangerous. They showed that the AI was able to find thousands of zero-day vulnerability in basically all the open source software that is the most used in the world. Zero-day vulnerability, it's a flaw in the code that nobody has found yet and that would allow you if you're an attacker, you could exploit this flaw to do all sorts of things. The most severe ones would be take control of a remote machine, for example. These are very rare, right? And this AI was able to find a lot of them very quick. For example, it was able to find a flaw in Linux, which is the operating system, a bit like Windows, Mac, etc., that is behind most of the servers online. So not personal computers, but the machines that run the internet. It found a flaw in Linux that allows it to just take control remotely of any one of these machines on Earth. It found a flaw in the Chrome browser that would allow it to create a website that if you go on this website, that the website would be able to take control of your machine at the deepest level. Basically, found flaws that would allow it to take control of most of the software that exists in the world. And it did that based on a simple prompt, like just asking it, hey, can you like analyze the source code of this system and find the exploits? And without any human in the loop, this AI was able to just find all of these extremely severe exploits. Anthropic chose not to release it, which I have to praise them for that. It would have been extremely reckless to release it, but of course they should not have been allowed to develop something like this without any regulation in the first place. And now they have this plan, which is about releasing it privately to a bunch of companies. So they have a short list of 50 companies like Microsoft, Google, Linux, etc., that can use this AI to find all the flaws in their software and fix them quickly before attackers can come in and try to exploit them. There's a lot of problems with this plan. Of course, it's going to create a monopoly where people who don't have access to this AI to fix their software will be under attack. And this may mean that we have to rely more on software from Google, etc.
Every AI company has their own philosophy in regards to AI. And recently, Sam Altman has been taken to court by Elon Musk over OpenAI being turned into a for-profit. What does Pause AI think of this? And has there been any immediate effect in AI governance?
Yeah. So first on the conversion from OpenAI from a non-profit to a for-profit, this company is worth something like $100 billion. And it used to be a non-profit, which means that there was $100 billion which were meant for the public good. And you cannot start with a non-profit and convert it into a for-profit. For example, Pause AI is a non-profit, and we would not be able to convert it into a for-profit. Or at least if we do this, we would be liable to be sued. Elon Musk has a case there, like there's no question about it. However, the problem is that Elon Musk is probably the worst possible advocate for this. Like, he's basing this case on the idea that AI is dangerous, which we agree with, and it should not be developed by for-profit, etc. But he himself is doing the same thing. Like, he created xAI, which is arguably one of the worst AI companies in terms of AI safety. They don't care about anything. They created Grok, which, like, pretends to be Hitler. They generate naked images of kids. So, unfortunately, he's probably the worst possible advocate for this. Just like, we urge people to take a look at what's happening in AI and wake up, because you have like all of these insane billionaires who are just playing around with the fate of humanity with, you know, complete disregard for common sense.
But do you think that the AI industry has paused momentarily just to see how the results of the case show up?
As far as I can tell, they are just still continuing to speed along, and they're not going to wait for that. And okay, we can have hope that something's going to come out of this case, but they are not going to stop preemptively until they see something coming out of it.
Elon signed an open letter in 2023 to pause AI. He helped set up OpenAI, and now he runs xAI, which is Grok. Why the pivot, do you reckon?
Elon created OpenAI, actually. I mean, you know, I'm not sure many people know that, but so what happened is that there was only DeepMind, who tried to build an artificial general intelligence, so a system that can do everything a human can do. This is when AI safety started, like the domain of AI safety started taking off, researching the risks of advanced AI systems, etc. Elon Musk heard about that and decided, ooh, this is too dangerous. When he saw that DeepMind was being acquired by Google, he thought, I don't trust Google. I don't want them to build this very powerful technology. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and start another one based on safety. It's going to be open source. It's going to be a non-profit that benefits the public good, etc. So he was instrumental in starting OpenAI. And then he had some feuds with Sam Altman, and he got kind of evicted from the OpenAI project. 2023, there was an open letter by the Future of Life Institute called, I think, Let's Pause Giant AI Experiments. And they got Elon Musk to sign, which I think was a bad idea. A lot of people thought it originated from him, and I think it kind of backfired. The thing is, Elon Musk these days does a lot of things, and he does a lot of like things that contradict each other. He signs this letter, and at the same time he builds a new AI company that disregards safety completely. He sues OpenAI, but at the same time he contributed to create them. I mean, I think trying to understand the way Elon thinks is not super productive at the end of the day.
So a few weeks ago, a 20-year-old man threw a Molotov cocktail through Sam Altman's window in an attempt to kill him. He'd been a supporter of Pause AI, but of course, you guys said you don't endorse him and he had no official role. But with advocacy groups like yours, will you be paying more attention to de-escalating violence from people who also agree with you?
Yes, first I want to say that you said something like, we do not endorse this action. I think this is much stronger in the sense that this action goes against everything that we stand for. So when it happened, some tech lobbies mostly immediately jumped on that to accuse Pause AI, to be liable for what happened. Some lobbyists went on our Discord server and took screenshots of messages that this person had sent. So this person had been on our Discord community, which is a open to everyone forum that we moderated quite heavily. So if anyone talks about violence or makes any kind of jokes about violence, they are instantly banned. So this guy didn't talk about violence. And he posted something like 30 messages in 2 years. So not a lot. And basically we cannot make sure that every person who comes on our forum does not go and do some crazy thing behind it. I mean, nobody has this kind of control over people. We do take the question of violence very, very seriously. So we are an entirely non-violent movement. the people who work in AI labs are not bad people. I have a bunch of friends. They're trying to do their best, right? They think that what they are doing is for the greater good. They are deluded. The way I see it is like they are in a state of denial and delusion, etc. They are not bad people and they not deserve terrible things to happen to them. So that's really bad on this ground. The consequentialist view, like what will happen to the movement, etc. If this happens, if there is more violence that happens, it will destroy all of the anti-AI movements. All of the tech lobbies are waiting for this, right? They will seize any of these moments to paint us as like these crazy, violent people who are out there to lynch nice AI researchers, etc. So we have to make sure that this does not happen. We think in general, PosAI is positive for avoiding violence. Because in a world, like the counterfactual, in a world where you don't have PosAI and like people are more and more worried about AI risks and you have more and more findings from AI safety that show us that, okay, maybe everyone on Earth will die because we are creating more powerful AI systems. People are going to just be desperate, right? If there is no recourse, if there is no non-violent recourse and people feel alone and desperate, this is when you have the most violence. So PosAI is there to give people who are worried about AI a way to act, have an impact on the world that is lawful, non-violent, democratic, etc. So I think that's what I have to say on this topic.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.